Now, earlier in the week, we discussed the idea of having a national food strategy, combining all food issues under one umbrella. The issue of teaching kids about good food as one of the key points that came up actually. And one email reminded us, came through to the panel, of the Guardian to Table program currently offering around 15,000 children food education, which Dr. Ella Henry alluded to. In 2019, over 12,000 primary school students grew, cooked and ate nearly 500,000 veggie-based meals. With us is Catherine Bell, who is the co-founder and chair of Garden to Table. Kia ora, Catherine.
Kia ora, Wallace.
Yeah, so this came up in the context of, a national food strategy, and bringing in all points of focus around food. And this one came up, didn't it, about kids enjoying learning, growing and eating their own food. Tell us a bit about Garden to Table.
Exactly, and I just happened to be in the car listening to that segment on Tuesday afternoon, not at my desk as I normally am, so that was very timely. So I think that a food strategy of any sort should involve children and food education. We know at Garden to Table that there are a lot of people now in the community who simply don't know how to feed themselves with fresh food. So I think this was borne out during the COVID level 4 lockdown where people simply didn't know where to get food because there were no takeaway shops open.
Mm.
And that's a sort of sad indictment of today's world. So Garden to Table has been operating for 10 years and we're now in about 180 schools around the country where this is primary schools, where children aged between 7 and 12 learn on a weekly basis, as part of their learning, how to grow vegetables, fruits and herbs, how to harvest them, how to cook with them, and then they all sit around a table and enjoy the fruits of their labour, the cooking, together. And this is all linked back to their curriculum. So while they're in the garden and the kitchen, they're also learning maths and science and social studies and that sort of thing and improving their literacy. And to us, it's really a no-brainer that every child in New Zealand should have this opportunity. And for that reason, we actually submitted to be part of the free school lunches program that the government is instigating currently. And actually today, the first one was launched at Gate Pass School in the Bay of Plenty.
Oh, how timely.
Having said that, exactly, it's already a Garden to Table school, but the principal there saw the benefit of having the children actually grow and prepare their own lunches. Now, they won't do it every day. The school will be split up and each child will have an opportunity every week to make their own lunch from produce that they have grown. And it's all linked into the Garden to Table program.
Catherine,
so it's really wonderful.
Wonderful to have you on and give us a quick explainer of Garden to Table there. Catherine, thank you very much for that. Do you grow your own veggies, Alan McElroy?
No, I'm in the process of starting on my balcony of a small
you
space.
Are?
Yeah, because the price of lettuce is too much. And then if I'm going to pay for the tenancy certificate, it's going to cost me a fortune. I think I'm going to get a cow and a couple of chickens as well and take care of my own dietary requirements.
Are you going to put those on the balcony?
On the balcony,
as well?
Yeah, plenty of room. Yeah.
Cow and chickens.
What's the last veggie you grew?
I don't know. Unless the spud went off in the fridge and multiplied, maybe that. But I don't think you should eat that.
Not a potato. Not a
no.
I grew the last veggie I grew was a cucumber, and I was very proud of it. Very, very proud. There's the real sense of pride when you grow your own.
Yours, you grew it.
What was the last veggie you grew?
Oh, it's been a long time. It'd be a long, long time. Probably more my mother used to have a big garden and, all the veggies. I've not been
Why is it always back then you had a big garden?
Yeah, well, because I don't now. I've never really been a gardener, so.
All right, and you're back home this afternoon to have a beer and a shovel.
I'm going to gig. I'm going to run around with the dog and then go to the classic.
Very good.
On the balcony with this cow and bloody dog or something.
And my dog poo.
Alan McElroy, Leonie Freeman, have a great long weekend. And to all our listeners across the country, you too. I'm Wallace Trepin, back Tuesday, 3:45. Till then, bye.